President Mahama has inaugurated the first phase of the Kwame Nkrumah interchange, which are the Nzawam and Akasanuma flyover for public use. The project, which started in October 2013, comes in two phases. It is anticipated that about 84,000 vehicles will ply the road in a day, which links major road networks that connect the suburban areas of Accra to the central business district. President Mahama used the occasion to commend the Brazilian government for funding the project and Messrs. Quirós Carvalho for their due diligence in executing the project.
In November 2013, I cut a short for the transformation of the Kwame Nkrumah Circle into a three-tier interchange. I also stated on that day that when the first two flyovers are completed, they would be immediately open to traffic while the rest of the construction continues. Where you are standing across from me is the Akasanuma Bridge, linking the Calvary Baptist Church to the Nzawam Road around Arms Hotel. Where I'm standing currently is the Nzawam Bridge, linking the Nzawam Road from the Arms Hotel area to the GCB Tower on the Kwame Nkrumah Avenue. The opening of the roads to traffic will bring considerable relief to commuters on the Nzawam Accra corridor. It will also enable the contractor to move some of the traffic onto the two flyovers and create space to concentrate on the rest of the work remaining to be done. The third flyover is being laid out with various connecting loops. Work is progressing on schedule, and the Kwame Nkrumah interchange, with a new statue of Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, a beautiful fountain, a police post, new lorry parks, and greenery will be ready for inauguration before the middle of 2016. We shall be here in the middle of next year to officially open and inaugurate the completed Kwame Nkrumah interchange. On this note, it is my privilege and honor to declare the two flyovers, Nzawam and Akasanuma bridges, duly open to traffic.
President Mahama also touched on other road projects in the metropolis which are near completion, adding they will soon be inaugurated to ease traffic congestion.
The issue of congestion and improved capacity of the roads in other parts of the city to take the growing volume of traffic, we are executing a number of other projects. These include the rehabilitation of the roads within the Accra East Corridor. The works are the widening of the Gifford Road from 37, most of you call it the Elwak Road, but its actual name is the Gifford Road. So the Elwak Road from 37 Military Hospital to La Beach, passing in front of Bema Camp and the Trade Fair. The others are the Bema Camp Road that links Pintex Road, as well as the connection of the Bema Camp Road to the Teshi Tembi Biano and Teshi Lake Roads. This project is over 90% complete, and in the next few weeks we'll have the opportunity to commission it. It is my expectation that with the completion of these roads, they will bring a lot of relief to commuters in the eastern part of Accra. The rehabilitation of the Awoshi-Pokwasi Road, which opens up the western part of Accra and improves access between Awoshi and Pokwasi, is ongoing. In addition to the roadworks, various community infrastructure along the Awoshi-Pokwasi Road, such as schools, hospitals, and lorry parks, are progressing well and are expected to be completed by the end of this year. Asphalt overlay works on over 76 kilometers of roads in selected areas of Accra will commence in the next few weeks. Some initial works have already been carried out between Pig Farm and Accra New Town.
On the mass bus rapid transit, President Mahama said buses for this transport system have been acquired and are being test run.
The bus rapid transit system between Amasama and Accra is almost completed. These two critical flyovers, which have been completed, are going to carry part of the traffic of the bus rapid transit system. Bus infrastructure facilities, including new terminals at Ofanko and Amasamine, a remodeling of sections of the Achimota terminal, and bus shelters are being provided. There will be an exclusive lane from Farisco to Tudu, as well as an upgrade of the traffic lights along the corridor using LED and solar standalone systems as the main source of power. The first buses to use the corridor have arrived and are undergoing test runs on the corridor, and we expect that the system will be operational by the end of 2015.
You heard President Mahama at the opening of the first phase of the Kwame Nkrumah flyover.
Meanwhile, the chief resident engineer, Fiku Atadiefo, has justified why the project is being executed by a foreign contractor instead of a local one. He told Radio Ghana that the funds for the project were secured by the contractor currently executing the project. He spoke to Yahya Kwamwa.
Stability involves, therefore, financial muscle. It involves technology, it involves equipment, personnel, and what have you. This project is being funded through the Brazilian government, and this contractor that led the team to go and solicit for the funds for Ghana. I don't know whether local contractors will have the capacity to help us secure the facility like that. So it was a one-to-one arrangement between Ghana government, the contractor, and the Brazilian government. So it didn't go to the local contractor because we don't have our own money to do it. If we had our own money, then we could call the local contractors who may not have the capacity, financial capacity, or financial muscle to get the funds for us.
So it is not like government doesn't want to give the contract to local contractors. It's just that the funding is coming from the foreign-based contractors.
Yes, that is it. We've done so many projects in this country that were funded by ADB, World Bank, and so on and so forth. And only a few of them have we had local contractors even participating, having the capacity in terms of equipment, personnel to participate.
Others have also raised concern that the president should have waited for the whole project to be completed before he inaugurated. What do you have to say about this?
If a portion is completed, I don't think we want to wait until the whole project is completed before we say it's open to traffic. The president is only coming to announce to us that this road is open, can be open to traffic. We can't wait until one more year when the whole project is completed before we open traffic. So once a portion of it has been completed, we need to open to traffic. And the president is representing the whole nation. He gave the assignment out for the work to be done. The work has been completed. I think it's just proper and just that he's informed and he comes to declare to the whole nation that what I asked to be done, portions of it have been completed, and therefore, countrymen, let's all start using it.
You heard Chief Resident Engineer of the Kwame Nkrumah Interchange Project, Kweku Atta-DFO. Meanwhile, Radio Ghana sampled some views from the large crowd that besieged the Kwame Nkrumah Circle to witness the historic ceremony.